Hello, namaste everyone. This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. You can find me on nature's-blessings.org or psychicspiritinyou.com. And today I have a very interesting topic to talk about, and it's a very important subject. And actually I have a very, very special guest that I'm going to announce pretty soon. But what we want to talk about is about the power of our individual sacred mandala. And we explain what the mandala is. I want to talk about the sacred spots on earth, how to activate them, how to activate these mandalas. And we're going to talk about some previous civilizations and the messages that both of us got from our ancestors, from Lemuria people, from Atlantis spirits, from Mayan civilization, and how to create these sacred mandalas, how to create these sacred locations, these sacred practices that are basically very powerful energies, and connect them with the universal grid. So I'm super excited today. I'm very, very excited actually to talk with my dear friend and also psychic sister Yasmin Fatemi, and I want to welcome you, Yasmin, on the show today.
Hello everybody, aloha. I'd like to greet you in that way, since it's a universal greeting, and it's also connected with the whole Lemurian and Atlantis theme at this time. So I'll let Lily get started. And
Well, actually, Yasmin and I work together for quite some time now, and we've been working with a lot of sacred elements, with the forces of natures, and we connect with these energy powers of nature and the cosmic energy, organic energies, with the angelic realms and so on. And so we came together today to really explain and then bring messages from ancient civilizations, from Lemurians, from Atlantis and Mayan people. And what I want to talk about is basically first about sacred locations and this power, spots of mystery. What happened after you visit a sacred place? Because we went to Yucatan Peninsula, where we visited sacred spots on earth. What happened after you visit this kind of location? Your entire life changes, and you've been awakened, and you've been empowered, you've been activated to new energies, and always remind us to connect with the spirit, with the divine. So we came from this location, and then I was like pretty intrigued, so I talked to Yasmin and I said, Yasmin, we gotta do some work together. And so we did, and we were basically like, it was mind-blowing, the energy that we come up with the messages that we came up with. Wow, what can I say? I'm like, shh.
Well, it all started with the big connection, with all the uncovering of the different the pyramids around the world. I mean, in 2013, there were so many discoveries of different pyramids that had been covered by the ground or by the sea or in different spots of the world that they weren't even aware of. I think there was one in Bosnia, one in Alaska, and then the one which you're going to talk about, Lily. But there's also in Indonesia, in West Java, there was a discovery of a pyramid over there. And so I was connecting really strongly to the Java pyramid, and also the energy coming from there. And I really felt like it was the Atlantean or Lemurian. It was a more Lemurian signature that was coming through, because Lily and I were back about 10 years ago. We were getting a lot of messages at that time coming from the Lemurians. So I recognized it, and I felt like there must be some connection. So I was getting all these different messages, and I started getting that the pyramids, that's just one way they would make use of these sacred, powerful spots on the earth. And these powerful spots on the earth, they come about because of the Li lines and the different grid formation around the earth, right? And so in certain spots, there's a very strong very strong energy, and some of these pyramids, they're not activated, they're dormant, because our ancestors knew how to work with them, but then this knowledge and these practices were all lost afterwards, after the change of the yugas. And when I say yuga is a cycle that it measures the universe and the galaxies, how the duration of its cycle around the central sun, which is actually the reverse of our sun in our solar system. It is an invisible sun, and it's the sun that all the universes circulate around, revolve around. So we're now in the Kali Yuga, and where the energies, and they also affect time, space, and mind, because these three are synonymous. And so each yuga brings in a different energy of consciousness. So the Kali Yuga was the energy of very dense energy. It was also the energy of suffering and the karma and getting into these cycles again. And so we had to go through it. It was the lowest, I guess the lowest point we had to go through is the Kali Yuga, where that pretty much we have to go through the cycle of suffering.
So we are in Kali Yuga right now. We are in Kali Yuga right now, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're coming to the end of the Kali Yuga, mm-hmm. and it's
so we are slowly moving towards how you call it, Satya.
Satyuga.
Okay. So the beauty of this is that, you know, our ancestors, I like to call them ancestors, they use sacred geometries. They use pyramids, like you talk about these pyramids, because they have power. And then the pyramids were actually connecting with the divine, with the source. And they were doing a lot of ceremonies within the pyramids. And we have, I mean, there is so much information on the power of the pyramid and how to harness that power. But also what I noticed when we visited this the sacred places in Mexico, we noticed that there were some other type of like mandalas. And what mandalas are, picture the circular image. Just picture this. But they were everywhere made out of stones. And, you know, the spirit told me this. I mean, spirit likes to call them labyrinths. So these mandalas, basically what we're representing, the wholeness, the oneness, the harmony in the universe, connecting with each other. So exactly, that's the feminine. And if you think about the mandala, it's present in all aspects of our life. Nautilus, the golden mean is actually another type of mandala. The labyrinth is another type of, you work with the sacred flower of life. We work with that. So that's another mandala. So basically what the mandala is brought into the world right now, into our awareness, is to really bring and activate that feminine energy of harmony and wholeness that is basically kind of like missing right now. I mean, it's still there. A lot of people work with it. But we need to really activate it, and not only on our own mandalas. I like to call it like our spiritual practice. Just picture this, a spiritual practice translated into a mandala, or, you know, meaning a mandala. Not only activate individual ones, but consciously connecting with each other's mandala. So basically we grid them. We connect with the grid, with the universal grid.
So, well, sorry to cut in, but that was really the whole message of it, is about the interconnection. If you just picture your own heart chakra as a transcendent mandala, because when you connect mind with the heart and you send out energy, that is what's coming from you. And in the same way as when you play sound and you put a magnetic powder and you play the sound, you'll see it makes beautiful mandalas, and they're all sacred geometrical shapes. And the higher vibrational the tones are, the more intricate and more beautiful and more complex they become. And we're the same. So the more we develop ourselves, the more intricate and and complex this energy, the more fine-tuned we become. And this is exactly what's happening. We're fine-tuning ourselves, and we have to, the whole message was the interconnecting. We have to start working together. Mm-hmm. That was the whole key. We have to, because when we all work together that way, it doesn't matter at what level of development you are, because when one idea comes, it starts to spread the whole circle. It's like a circle, you know, mm-hmm. when you start working together. So that everybody in that circle starts to be uplifted and on the same page. So it doesn't even take long. And this is how we keep dynamically putting it into works and practice, that we're actually interacting with our grids. Our grids are interacting with each other and also with the universal natural grids in the earth, not only in the earth, but as above, so below. And this goes out and extends out to our star families and the stars and the planets and however, and the galaxies and the universes. This is, it's potentially an unlimited system, you know. And so it's the perfect time, and it's so urgent.
That's why when we met together, I said, Yasmin, we got to do some work here, because I feel like it's emerging. Actually, the ancestors told us it is crucial. That's the word. It's crucial and urgent to really develop these qualities. Not only develop, but yeah, like you, Yasmin, said, we have to connect with each other, and we have to connect with the earth. Because the thing is, like, we become these sacred spots. It's not just there are only a few sacred spots on the earth, but they're everywhere. And then we become the sacred locations. We become the sacred sites. Exactly. And then because the thing is, like, when we visit these sites, we rediscover the medicine of the earth. And then when we discover it, we work with it, we share it, like, the two of us did, but then we share it with the world, not just with the two of us. And then it's about being, you know, respecting each other, respecting and being in honor with each other, integrity and truth with each other, because we need to heal ourselves and we need to heal the earth right now. I mean, I don't even want to go into what's going on in the world right now, because it's completely insane. But the thing is, we need to focus on this, like, high vibration. And the main focus of creating these mandalas and then connecting them together is
it's the putting it into action. It's like, enough talk, you know what to do. Go and do it with your hands and with your feet and with your mind and with your heart, because we have all the elements within us. And the divas, the earth divas, and the sylphs, and everybody is calling out to us and trying to get us to catalyze this whole project, because we're the guardians of the earth. This is our dominion, and we can only, the elementals and the spirits, they can only do so much when we don't come forward ourselves. So when we come forward and we put things into action, because it's no good, it's like the seed has an inner nucleus and it has an outer shell. And if you imagine, it's an analogy for knowledge and practice. Knowledge without practice is no good, and practice without knowledge and awareness is no good. So it's the same. If you plant the seed without the shell, it's not going to grow. If you plant the shell without the nucleus, it doesn't even know what to do. So we need to put these things together. This is a time of putting things together and getting it started, so that also the earth divas can come in, and they're waiting to jump in and do some more work. But we're the ones who have to initiate these things. We're the ones who have to voice the thoughts, if you like, because that's why we have that, you know. We're starting the fourth yuga cycle, but back at the beginning, when we were still in development, we had tones. Each of us had a basic body tone that was sort of individual to us. And then we were given speech. So now we're given speech. We no longer have this tone that's obvious, that we're, you know, that it's clear to everybody, but it's there. But we're given speech, so we have to manifest the thoughts, we have to manifest it from the unseen world and bring it in and ground it in to the earthly world by seeds. And that's how you plant a seed. You don't think about planting a seed. You go out and you put it into the soil and you plant it. And it's the same thing with the grids.
So basically what happened with the Atlantis and Lemuria, spiritual practice was the oneness, the consciousness, the law of one. And what happened, they suffered, like Atlantis, they suffered the downfall, because what happened, the ego was became the main ruler. They lost connection with the spirit. That's what it was. And they lost connection with the earth. They lost connection with the elements. They start to become greedy. They start to become materialistic. So this is what's happening in the world right now. And that's why...
With the left brain, sorry.
Yeah,
We've lost the connection of the right brain. That's the problem.
They send us... The message that told, you know, they were telling us, that it was that, you know, do not repeat the same mistake again. Just go with the law of oneness. Build this thing. So basically what they told us, to build this, to create these pyramids, to create these mandalas, and work together, connect them together. And Yasmin has her own mandala. She uses powerful stones. I have my own mandalas. I have used a lot of orgons. And we can talk a little bit, what's the purpose and why do we need to do this? But also, we want to give some guidelines on how to create your own mandala and then connect it together. So... we already have the sacred geometry. We talk about that. Yasmin, is there anything that we want to talk before we go into why we are creating them and then the guidelines?
Well, I just wanted to say something about the thought sort of left me after that. Mm-hmm. But it was that at that time, during that last shift, it's true, they gave up at some point, but I just wanted to stress here is that they knew that they knew what was happening. They knew the greater purpose of this, the cycles, right? Because they were very aware of that these next three cycles, because they were, the time of Lemuria, they were around the Satya Yuga. And they knew that these next two, three cycles were going to come and people were going to lose their connection and they were going to forget all these sacred practices and the sacred knowledge to go with it. But they had also, they're also those elevated and high souls that came in during the different cycles to remind people and also to anchor in the energy again. So it was a hot, it was, they were aware of it. They knew why it, they knew it was for the purpose to develop the soul, because the soul needed to go through the cycle of suffering in order to return back to enlightenment. Okay, so it's true, we forgot we had to go through, but the soul went through this cycle of development and we're now coming into this time of completion. So now back to the purpose of making the grids is because they had already foreseen at that last Satya Yuga, that this coming Satya Yuga, there would be those who won't be able to hold the energy, and they, for their own soul journey, they have to go through this cycle again or whatever. But there are those who will survive into the next Yuga, and they will be using the same practices as before. So, but this time it's not going to be the same as last time, because we're coming into a golden age, mm-hmm. and that didn't happen before, right?
I totally feel it. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of people awakening, actually. A lot of us decided to awaken and do the work.
Before I forget, let me just say why this is an important time. Because they had said also in the knowledge that they had encrypted and left behind for those of us who are able to be reminded by it in the different yugas, especially the many souls that were coming in at the end of this yuga to carry over the energy and to hold the space. Because if there were none of these souls here that were working towards it, then the destruction would be much greater, because at least this way, there's less, there's more balancing, right? So we had to sow the seeds. And this is how we sow the seeds, is that through intention, mm-hmm. and putting it in to practice by using the sacred geometric, because sacred geometry is a language and it communicates with the entire cosmos. So it is also able to translate your thoughts and your language into that universal language very easily. So when you're intending things and you're putting them in to the grid, and you're programming your grid to do these different things, and you're seeding, you're planting seeds over there at that time, and these seeds have got such, like, these seeds are going to become the consciousness that we're coming into in the Satyuga. So if we want to get full potential and full and make use of this time, because this time doesn't come around very often, because one of these cycles, I don't know, I don't even want to, because I forgot the number, it was such a large number of years, that it's not going to happen again in this lifetime. And so we're standing, and probably for many of us, this is the last incarnation because of this time of completion. Right. So, and if we're standing here listening to this, you know, and you're listening to this podcast and this information, then there's a reason, and it's because you're aware of this. So that seed that of your awareness was planted in the last Satyuga and is carried through. So now we have to plant the new seeds of the Satyuga that's coming, so that we can increase this consciousness and put and bring it about in a real way. You know, that it starts, it pours first of all into our own environment, and then it ripples out into the environment we're working with. And then when you interconnect, when you connect these grids together, you're actually creating a huge power spot, because the more of us we do it, the more powerful it will become. And this energy is holding. And so then when you're working with the grid, new energy is coming in all the time. You just keep lifting the power of the grid, so it's able to hold this new power. And this is how you're working. This is what they wanted us to be doing. They used to do it with the pyramids, with the monasteries, with the temples. They put them all around so that they would connect with each other. And they used to consciously connect one temple, one monastery, and the pyramids together. And they used to use sacred numbers like the cubit, the sacred cubit, measurements, and which brings in the divine energies and grounds them there, and everybody is affected by that in the space. So this is how they worked, and they want us to go back to that in the way we're able to. And these grids, it brings a temple energy depending on what you put in there. And we'll talk about using sacred objects and, you know, temple stones and different sacred objects. And so the more you work with these sacred objects, the more you bring in and hold an anchor in this light and this new energy.
Wow. Yes. Well, we can talk about this like days and days and weeks and months, and then we can never stop, right? But let me just make it like simple here for the listeners. What is the main purpose? I mean, we have different purposes. There are different purposes that we need to connect with the grid and create these mandalas and connect them with each other. It's basically to bring more feminine awareness and balance it with the masculine. That's very, very important. In other words, no more words. Let's just bring in harmony and peace. Let's go back to the basic law of one, to the nature. So that's one of the purposes, to really work with the feminine and masculine, divine feminine and divine masculine. Another purpose is to connect, and as you said, to really raise the vibrations of the planet, to really amplify the energies by, like you said, I mean, you know, with
the easier the transition will be.
Exactly.
If we do that,
exactly.
The easier it's going to be. That's just as simple as that, you know. We do the work now and we don't have to suffer.
Yeah, exactly. And then we need to really, because we're talking about, Yasmin and I were talking about, okay, we are aware, we are activated. How in the world are we going to, help other people to with awareness, to become aware? And we said, you know what, that's exactly what it is. We are doing the work. We're creating the mandalas and then we're connecting with the grid. So that's another purpose. That's another reason to do that, to help spread awareness and awaken other people. Help. We cannot force people, but we can, by doing the work, we can help so other people can become aware.
I just wanted to say it is completely and has to be a free will operation.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's useless. It's
yes.
just like the scenario of,
yes.
You know, knowledge without the practice or the practice without the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing something abstract and you don't know what you're doing, how is it beneficial? Right? It's only beneficial if you're doing it with awareness. And that's what we're working at doing. And that's what we're all here to tap into our own shamanic powers. You know, we're all alchemists.
Yeah.
And we can all do this. For it has to be part of your life. It has to be something you do, you're woven in. Because that's what also the Lemurians did. They interwove things. They spoke about weaving things, you know. And that's how they interwove their energies throughout the whole world. And in the same way, we have to weave these things into our life and then weave ourselves into the world somehow. And then we do it in a peaceful way, but it's powerful.
And
you
it's
know?
Gotta be
Subtle
easy.
Is more intense.
It's gotta be easy, right? Because nowadays everything is gotta be easy. So and another reason is why we do that is to really connect with the spirit and bring together the physical world with the divine energy. That also comes into you know, balancing the feminine and masculine. You can look different perspectives.
That's the key. That's
yes.
the key. That's what all these practices are about, is bringing in that divine energy. Right? Because that's the thing that we need to bring into the earth. We have all these earthly energies, and it's a lot of energy, and we have to form, we have to give it form. Because that's the whole purpose of us being in this physical, in this physical form ourselves, in these blood, fleshy bodies that we're in. Right? So we're not in the light world, and we're not in light bodies. So we have to get dirty. You know, we have to get, we have to feel it. You know,
yeah.
that's what we're here to do. So the more we make use of that, the more we're going to benefit when we go into the next incarnation, you know, or the next cycle, which is not going to be in the same cycle of incarnations that we've been talking
Yasmin,
about.
We can go forever again and we can talk about this. Like, I know you're very excited and I'm trying to go through the steps here. So because people probably are very, hopefully are very excited to listen to this. I hope we stir something in you guys so you can actually be motivated to do something and create with the sacred locations and become the sacred location and then create your own circle and then create your own vortex of energy and then connect with your physical, with your divine energy and so on. So I came up with these steps and I want to mention number one is the intention. Everything starts in the invisible world. Everything starts with an intention, with a prayer, with a meditation or a thought. Like Yasmin was talking about the seeds. The seeds need to be planted. How? With the intention. And the intention has to be in alignment with the truth. It's got to be in alignment with wisdom, with peace and love and, you know, the greatest good. So that's the most important thing. And it's got to be passionate. It's like right now, probably you feel our passion. We are like so passionate that we can go forever with this podcast, right? And then Yasmin
yeah,
and I
we
were...
have a lot of mileage.
Yeah, exactly. We were actually talking. I said, Yasmin, it's got to be like less than half an hour. And she's like, yeah, sure. But now when we start, we cannot finish. So number one step, it's intention. Very important. And work with... Yasmin, can you just talk about very little about the three levels of light that you can
okay.
use with intention?
Yeah, I'll keep it very brief. Okay, there's three levels of light that when we work with, and when we talk about Reiki energy, we're talking about the lowest level of light, if you like, in when you're comparing the three. There's three, so it's the lowest on the scale, and it's the elemental realm and this realm. So the unseen physical world, parallel worlds. But then there's the angelic realm. Oh, and this realm is also, if you can see with your psychic eye, it's a green, and it's known as negative green because it's on the other side. So it's like the mirror, and everyone has a mirror image, and it's negative green. So, and then there's the angelic realm. So the angelic realm, if you can see it, it's an ultraviolet light. And then there is the divine realm, which is a golden light. So what in the ancient cultures, like our ancestors, they knew and they were aware that they needed to bring in and balance all three of those lights. So that's a lot of the reasons why many people are not getting permanent or long-lasting results using the just only one level of light, is because they need the elemental, the angelic, and the divine elements of light to be merged and to be anchored into the to the earth.
So let's get back. Number one step, it's intention. Use it with passion and we use it with the level of three lights. Number two, it's about creative essence. In other words, what would you like to bring into the world? What is your talent? It's like, what is my contribution to the soul of the planet? What is my gift? What is my hobby? What can I bring into the world? And in my case, for example, I work with healing. I want to bring healing into the world. I work with Orgone. I want to bring Orgone into the world. Yasmin works with elixirs. Ask yourself, what can you bring into the world? What is your strength? And then work with awakening and activate these energies, because we bring these energies into the world, positive energies, then the grid becomes active and then we raise vibrations of the world. So think about what's your creative essence. Step number three, it's sacred geometry, and we already talked about the sacred geometry. And sacred geometries, work with the flower of light, work with Merkaba, with the pyramids, with the mandala, with the circle, whatever sacred geometry you're attracted to. Number four, it's use sacred objects. Sacred objects like symbols of that reminds of your own sacredness, of your own divine seed or your own divine essence. Yasmin and I gather so many sacred objects. God knows how many we have, right? for many, many years. And we've been collecting, instead of collecting shoes and makeup and fashionable clothing, we really collected this like sacred objects, because the energy behind, it's just so amazing. And when you get attuned to this energy, a new level, a new life actually opens up for us, new portals of energies. Sacred objects like gemstones and crystals, Lemurian crystals. We've been actually working with Lemurian crystals, and we got so much information from the Lemurian crystals. Different objects of different like realms, but the higher vibrational realms. For example, angels, fairies. What else? Yes, dragons, dolphins, whales. And whales are the peacekeeper of this planet.
Especially because the mythical creatures, they were all around. It was only because of the cycle change we lost. They stayed into behind the veil into the parallel realms, but they're very real.
We need to keep to maintain this very high vibration. For example, if you have a drum, sacred instrument, anything like a native drum, that can become a mandala, like six drums together, imagine, and one in the middle, seven. It creates a very powerful mandala and then brings the native drum sound into the world. Or another one, let me give another example, like sacred feathers. Any kind of like shamanic objects, anything that really connects with that energy, and then
Tibetan singing bowls.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's another beautiful. So you got it. So again, number four, it's sacred objects. Step number five is actually doing the work. So it's actually the individual work. So step number five, doing the work. And the beauty of this is that you don't need to do a lot of work. You just take the objects together, put them together. Basically, this is the actual work. Step number six is how to connect with the grid. And it's very simple, via your intention, telepathically, super simple. That's it. We're going to post some pictures on the internet, and then so we can connect with each other. Probably if you watch a video, there are going to be some links underneath that. And then post our own pictures so you can connect with them, and post your own pictures. We're going to probably have a Facebook group so you can post your own pictures and connect with each other and spread the word. Just spread the word, because this is what's supposed to happen. Connection with the grid in a very conscious way.
In a very conscious and humble way too. The grids are a very humble way of changing the world. You know, they're very, you can, and they're unlimited. You know, you can do, your imagination will just, you'll just get ideas from when you start anyway. Mm. So you'll know what to do.
So let me just repeat the steps again one more time before we take off. So number one is intention, prayer, meditation, thought. Number two, it's your creative essence. What's your gift? What is your talent? What would you like to bring into the world? Number three, it's sacred geometry. We talked about sacred geometry. Number four, sacred objects everywhere. You can find them. They're everywhere in nature. Number five, act upon your knowledge. Actually, you do the work. Number six, connection with the grid via intention. So basically, this is what it is. And we need to be reminded, and the grid is actually reminding us subconsciously of our own consciousness and working with energies. This is the master key in our spiritual evolution, working with energies, and that's what we do. So, Yasmin, thank you for coming to this show.
Thank you for having me.
Where is, if people want to find you, where they can find you?
Well, there is my Elixir website, and if you have any questions even about the stones, because I'm going to put some pictures up of the grid, but they're special temple stones. But you can find me at either the cosmicelixir.blogspot.com, and there's also a .com, it's phytostemcells.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, Yasmin. And thank you so much for being part of this, I call it, very interesting podcast. I hope you guys enjoy it. And there will be some links underneath this podcast, or if you're watching a YouTube video, there will be some links under the video. So check them out, where you can post your pictures of your own sacred mandala so we can connect it with the entire grid. I hope you got motivated to start your own unique sacred project and to really connect with the universal sacred project. Remember, we are planting the seeds here, the seeds of activation. We are spreading awareness, and not only by praying and by setting intentions or meditating, but by actually taking action. This is what we need. We need to combine both intention and action. Hope you enjoy it. And again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. You can find me at natures-blessings.org or psychicspiritunew.com. So wishing you peace, wishing you blessings, wishing you awareness. Namaste.